And I think the point of this question is really that there's no right way to do this.
Right.
You know, I feel like a lot of times, even on social media, you can feel like, oh, I need to do it this way or that way, or I need to relax more, do more. I need to, whatever it is. And there's no right way to do new normal.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Hello, fourth tier friends. We're glad to be with you this week, and we are talking about a new normal, which we are still in the process of figuring out. We are recording from home at this time, even though you're probably hearing it a little bit later. But yeah, so much uncertainty in our world right now, and we just wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, you know, when we were just chatting about this, just between us, nobody has any idea what the new normal is going to be. But I think it's a really great conversation to dig into. So today's confession question is number one, what's your quarantine personality? Because we all have one. And then we're going to get a little more serious and say, how will you be different going forward?
All right, I'll jump in. I am a 4 on the Enneagram, but in crisis mode, I go to 3. So I am a get it done girl when I am in crisis, because I'm like this busy little bee. I have all of this energy. I love taking care of my family, love taking care of my kids, but I'm also creative. So I bought paint right before we had to stay in. I just knew that I would need something else for a stress reliever, but I'm also cooking. So I would say I'm just getting it done and more organized than I've ever been around the home. And so that's weird, but it's super fun to see how, hey, in crisis mode, I go into go mode and, you know, just roll with the punches.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun watching you. It's been really fun watching you because
cabinet.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you know, like in our last episode with Kathy Lipp, she said she had planted an orchard. No, you know, and I feel like watching you, you've been planting some orchards, but in your house.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just restless and needy. my quarantine personality is the exact opposite of who I want to be, because I'm so restless and I'm an at peace girl. One of the things that people normally say about me is, oh, you're so calm, or you bring calm and make me feel at rest. And I honestly, this has made me restless and needy, and I don't love that, but that's for real. And then how will it be different going forward? I think that sometimes that we have to be smart enough to go to the core of what's making us restless and needy. And I've been doing some heart work there, and I'm not dumping anything bad on myself on this. I'm restless and needy because I miss my people. Yeah. And I think that I'm going to come out of this with a greater appreciation of what really fills my tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my personality type would be a workhorse.
Okay.
Like I just work. And I think there's something about, if I can't control what's going on in the world, I can at least control what I'm doing each day. And so I have dug in and just said, all right, I'm going to work. That's the place where I lose track of time, where I feel totally engaged in what I'm doing. Yeah. So at first I was like, Holly, you need to make yourself relax and go watch Netflix and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, nope. This is what I need to do right now. And everybody's different. And if that doesn't work for you, then more power to you to do whatever, hashtag whatever helps you stay at home. But yeah, so that's what I've been digging into. Lots of work projects and getting stuff done. So
I've been playing a lot of games. Richard and I have been playing Battleship and Trouble, you know, and it's funny because he's working from home as well. And so even like right now while we're recording, he's upstairs meeting with people whose mental health has been really impacted by this. And so he's up there just doing some sweet, sweet work. But we're taking breaks and we're playing a lot. And that's actually out of that restless and needy. It's also playful. I think there's a playful side that maybe has always been. I know it's always been there, but I'm giving that some space and some room to breathe during this as well.
Yeah. And I think the point of this question is really that there's no right way to do this.
Right.
You know, I feel like a lot of times, even on social media, you can feel like, oh, I need to do it this way or that way, or I need to relax more, do more. I need to, whatever it is. And there's no right way to do new normal. Yeah. It's just whatever works well for you and your people in that moment.
Yeah. But there is a new normal here. I mean, that there is a new normal. And I have never seen so many people out in my neighborhood. And you know, I'm used to people walking or saying hello to the same people who are walking their dog on a daily basis. But there's a lot of interaction going on that I think is a new normal that I really love.
I do too.
From 6 feet away.
6 to 10. Yeah.
6 to 10 feet.
Yeah.
Well, I just traveled home yesterday and my mom never really, they are at risk. And so she was like, can you please come? And I was like, oh my goodness, she really needs us. She needs to see other people besides my dad, because they're probably driving each other crazy. We sat outside and we had a picnic and it was so beautiful that we weren't watching TV and we weren't looking at our phone. So I'm thinking about what I will not be going back to. I don't want to go back to the pressure. I don't want to go back to the things on my calendar that don't need to be there. So I feel like, you know, to take it a little bit serious, is that these things that I haven't missed at all, why would I add those back? You know, why would I add the pressure back? Why would I add? So some of the things we have to do, like I'm going to have to wash, you know, the kids' clothes, or I'm going to have to clean. But there's certain things that I don't think I'm going to add back to my list. So what about you guys?
Well, we're going to be going deeper on not going back in the next, and I'm really excited about taking that deeper. But I feel like this has changed us as people, hopefully for the good.
Yeah.
You know, and so like, even culturally, or looking across the world, across our neighborhood, what are some new normals that we're seeing that we really love?
I think I've seen people become real neighbors. Yeah. I will tell you that I don't think I was a good neighbor. And I don't think that, of course, I've always felt like I was a good friend, but I feel like in checking on people, or if they need something and giving that to them. So I feel like there's something that is happening that I love, is that we're really becoming real neighbors and offering things to one another and walking around and meeting people in my neighborhood that I've never met before, which I think is kind of sad, but it's good. This has been a really good positive thing for me.
Yeah,
I think people coming together also, before all of this, it just felt so divided everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
Especially on social media. You know, we had conversations about that, about just almost the meanness that was present in our culture.
It is.
And I think this has stopped a lot of that. I see people coming together, even though we have to be apart. And I think a lot of the things that we thought mattered as far as our differences, in light of this, we're saying, you know what, that is not what's important right now. We need to all have each other's backs. We need to take care of each other. We need to support the people serving on the front lines.
Yeah.
And let's remember what matters more than probably some political opinions that seemed so important a few months ago.
You know, one new normal that I really love is online church. And I love face-to-face. I'm a face-to-face girl. But there's something about knowing that you're tuning in with people from all over the world to a certain teaching, broadcast, worship, or people impromptu saying on Instagram, you know, I'm going to do an Instagram story and I'm just from my living room, we're going to worship. Will you join me in worship? I think there's a sweetness to that that, I don't know, it feels so unstructured and real.
Yeah.
That it's really good.
What's going to help us be different going forward?
I think giving ourselves permission to be different.
Yeah.
To say, just because things go back to being the same doesn't mean I have to go back to being the same.
Right.
Yeah. I think that one of the gifts that probably all of us have experienced through crisis in one way or another is it does tend to lead to personal growth and transformation.
Yeah.
You know, I look back at the hardest times in my life, things I never would have wanted to go through. And yet on the other side of them, I see where that strength came from it, or a new skill or resilience I didn't have before. And so just acknowledging that we don't have to stay the same on the other side of this.
Yeah. Well, you know, Holly, you were talking about those who are mean on social media, and I have to, you know, when people are angry and loud and hurtful, it tends to take your eyes off of the majority of the world that are not.
Right.
And so, again, looking at a new normal, I feel like that I've been challenged. They're still there. It's there every day. You can go on Twitter. You can go on the news. You can see all the things. And it's important to take note of what's going on in our world. But I also think that for me, I've been able to look at a different picture of my brothers and sisters in Christ and see some of the things that are happening. So, for example, you know, I do Together projects. And in those projects, my heart is always to come alongside other ministries that are in the trenches doing good for people who are vulnerable or have no voice. And so I put this call out because there's a ministry that I love that ministers to men, women, and children who are either in migrant camps along the border, or they're in shelters or churches, and they're waiting for the asylum process to go through, or stuck in the asylum process as we go through this pandemic. And man, they're vulnerable. They're so vulnerable. And so I just put out a call and I said, hey, guys, listen, I can't make a mask to save my life because I would sew my fingers together, or that I can donate. But if there are those of you out there who can make a mask, 5 masks, 10 masks, and this is still a need. So I can in the show notes share this if this is something you want to help. But I know a specific ministry. I worked with them when I went to the border. I got to see what they did, and they're such integrity, but could you send a few masks? And one person reached out to me and said, hey, I'm with another group of ladies. Can we sew 300 wow. masks?
Wow.
And I just like, you know, I wanted to cry. Like, and I was like, yes, yes. And then people that honestly, I didn't know, you know, they had followed me on Facebook or I knew them from someplace in my life. And I didn't know their heart on any of these, you know, on any of this, but they just reached out and said, hey, I just made 5 masks. Would 5 masks make a difference? And I'm like, that's 5 people. Yes, yes. So, yeah. So I feel like my eyes have been shifted from the loud, angry crowd who is gathering a lot of attention to those who are selfless and truly living their faith in a way that makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a great practical step. You know, you ask yourself, what can I do right now? Mm-hmm. And you can do it with me. Mm-hmm. And so as we think about practical things, just asking that, like, what's your version of making a mask? Some people, like you said, is literally going to be sewing. I'm with you, Suze. It would, I'd end up in the ER and no one, you don't need anybody else there right now. But, you know, our one thing today is recording this podcast, even though it's on Zoom and it's different than we're used to. And, you know, and maybe your one thing is checking on a neighbor to make sure they have what they need, or reaching out to a friend you haven't talked to in a long time, whatever it is. So I think that we are all asking, what do I have to share? And I hope that is part of the new normal. So what are some other practical steps that we can do right now?
Well, as far as finding a new normal for me is just kind of spending some time with the Lord in the morning, and just, or whenever it's good for you. Everybody has different times that works, but just asking Him, is there something here in the middle of this pandemic that you want to show me that maybe I lost it, or it's something that just got consumed? Can you just reveal that to me? And I know that He is faithful to show us that.
So I think my step that I've been doing that has been such a lifeline for me is exercising outside and listening to praise and worship. That has been so critical for my mood. And then one more step that I do is that I reach out to one person and just check on them, you know, because when I think about all of my people, it'd be overwhelming to check everybody. So I just reach out to one person and just check on them, see how they're doing and connect with them. Because I think that that's the beautiful thing about some of this is that I've been able to reconnect with so many people and people that I love that are just in different states or wherever. And it's just, it makes me feel less alone.
Yeah, it's really good. So what's coming up next?
Next week is Not Going Back. And it's going to be good.
It is going to be good. Well, we have a great resource for you. And I say that, and then I'm like, oh, no, it's my resource. Do you know what? It's a great resource for us because this is the deal. In my book, Come With Me, Discovering the Beauty of Following Where He Leads, sometimes this, we're trying to figure out our new normal. Listening to him, following his example is a perfect way. And one of the things that I love best about Jesus is he loved people. He loved people well, and he shows us how to do that. And he also shows us what can happen in our life when we begin to listen for his voice and follow him.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.